Let's jump over to what we're seeing on the livestock side. We saw cash take place early last week. Are we going to be waiting maybe till tomorrow?
Well, the trends are usually late Thursday, Friday. We're getting a nice rally in the box beef prices. We're seeing actually December closed at record highs yesterday, and are adding to those gains, even though technically they had a reversal earlier this week. So we'll see how that pans out. But I think the fundamentals for the cattle market is very solid yet as we look into tighter supplies. We have a cattle and feed report coming out this week, looking at placements maybe being a percent higher than, or maybe 2% higher than a year ago. Marketing's a percent lower with on-feed totals off maybe just 0.3 of a point.
It amazes me that we're continuing to see the demand at the height that we are when it comes to the retail side of this meat product.
It has been surprising, and it's encouraging to know that the demand out there for beef products still sits well in firm hands. Beef is an item that you can continue to go back to each day and enjoy. Pork supplies are starting to get a little concerning as we get to levels that with weights and supplies that will put a little pressure on the market. So there, too, we could see selling opportunities on a kind of rally.
And any pressure coming from the from those other meats, the ones that you don't like to talk about?
Well, the the hog market is actually, it's got their supplies are kind of back under control as the virus starts to wear off, and their average weights continue to increase, giving supplies pretty normal to last year. The surprising or bullish feature was the cold storage report that showed not as much increase in cold storage stocks as you anticipate, and beef was actually the other way, it was a little more on the negative side.
I guess I was talking about those feathered other meat.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
they're out there too, and of course, they can respond so quick to the market if they can get some of their hatching problems resolved and breeding problems. I think we'll see some increase in numbers there down the road.